Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan on this Monday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, and joining me in studio is Cindy Duncan with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to Wednesday because it's 81
yes.
and not 104.
Yes, I'm looking forward to a little bit of the rain coming in as well. Yes,
absolutely. So we've got you in this morning to talk a little bit about recruiting and job training and just trying to get people to good people. To come, you know, to a good hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a great hospital. We're very proud of how we are evolving and growing for the community and for the region, really. Thank you for having me back on. We've talked a little bit before about how, you know, we have a great need for nursing, and that's everywhere. Everyone, you know, is having issues finding good nursing for patient care, and CRMC really looks for people that have that calling for healthcare to serve and patient-centered, compassionate care for our patients. So we have positions that are available in ER, acute care, ICU, in our clinics and things like that. We also have quite a bit of growth in our rehabilitative services. So we're looking for physical therapy assistants, physical therapists, occupational therapists, occupational therapy assistants. And those are great positions. We have PRN and full-time for nursing and rehab and most of our positions also.
Now, you guys, to kind of help with recruiting, go to a lot of events and stuff. You were just at the job fair in Independence mm-hmm. last week. So do you have kind of a schedule where you're going to be next for people to find you?
Oh yeah, we're going all over this fall. We have a great recruiter, Judy, who joined us earlier this year. We're going all around the area to Labette, Pitt State, over to MSSU. I believe we're going to NEO. We're trying to get to several, not just in the Coffeyville area, although we've got some really great schools. We really appreciate that. You know, we've got the nursing program, CNA and home health, medical assistant and medical lab technician programs right here down the street at Coffeyville Community College. And then up in Labette, we work very closely with Labette in nursing, physical therapy assistant, radiology, and respiratory. We do a lot of their clinicals and have a lot of their students in. So we're real excited that we have so many jobs that local people can go to school for here. They can come and work here. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is you get, you know, care you need from people you trust. And so that's something we're very proud and very grateful for.
And it's got to be a huge benefit to have a program in the city and at CCC that is so, you know, it's I think it's award winning. It's highly recognized.
Oh yeah, we have great programs, and we partner with the local schools quite a bit. We have a couple of the instructors and program directors at CCC also work for us, so we're very thankful for that. And our benefits that we have, you mentioned that, and it kind of tipped me off and reminded me. You know, we really have done a lot the past couple years at upgrading our benefits, not just the standard medical, dental, vision, although we have great coverage on that, and our voluntary benefits. But one benefit we have that makes CRMC very unique is, since we are a nonprofit organization, our staff, everyone that works there, qualifies for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program through the Department of Education. And what that does is, if you have student loans, some of us have huge amounts of student loans, when you work for us or any government agency or nonprofit, and you make on-time payments for 120 months for 10 years, the PSLF will forgive the balance of your student loans. So we're very proud that we're able to provide that. Right now, the Department of Education has also opened up through, I believe, next month through October, in October, that they're actually taking backdated certifications. So usually you can only certify for the year you're in. And with everything that's been going on with the forbearances and things like that on student loans, we can go back further and certify everyone's employment for however long they've been here.
So high school students or college students that are interested in nursing, what do they need to know, kind of the difference in, you know, the two-year programs that can get you right into a field versus the four-year programs that can get you into the nursing field. I went to a college that was known for its nursing program. We shared a building with them, so I saw nursing students exhausted from all the studying they were doing quite often. Then I was a sports management major, and we weren't very challenged at all. So it was kind of a funny difference. But I know that there's a lot that can go into it, both for a two-year and for a four-year. So what's kind of the difference there, and what potential students going into that field might need to know?
Well, yeah, I mean, as kind of a career ladder, you can start off, a lot of our students do their CNA program while they're seniors in high school or in high school. So, they graduate high school as a certified nurse assistant, and from that they can go into a nursing program. An associate program would get you into an RN. Then after that you get into your bachelor's of nursing, and that's kind of where you go, with the career field of it. A lot of our nursing administrators and senior nurses go even further and do a master's of nursing. It's just a very compassionate career. It's a very self-fulfilling career, in that you know that you are right there helping heal people, helping, their wellness, helping their lives. There's all sorts of other, you can get into nurse practitioner, which kind of operates a little bit like a physician assistant or a doctor. They see freely under the supervision of a attending doctor, and it's really a worthwhile career choice. It's something that even before COVID there was a shortage in the nursing field. There's not enough students going into it. A lot of people think, like you did, oh, it's a lot of work, I got to know a lot about math, I got to know a lot about this, but it's something that you can get through. It's especially here and local, the instructors and teachers on those programs are so helpful, and that's why you get clinicals and you get in to places like CRMC, and we're there to help and teach and help you understand and grow.
Yeah, that leads into my next question, which is kind of how does CRMC help with, you mentioned the career ladder, help their nurses climb that career ladder?
Well, we try very, very hard to support all professional and personal developments. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge because, we are a nonprofit, so we don't necessarily have we're going to provide all of your tuition kind of situation. But through the CRMC Foundation, every year we have several scholarships that we give out that we have some very, very generous donors that help us with. We have grants for departments for improving their either training or whatever within the departments. And we also work closely with high schools like Field Kinley. We have an on-the-job training program that students come over in the fall semester and spring semester, and they actually rotate through each of our departments and learn about them. We work, like I said, with CCC and Labette. Their students come through and do their clinicals with us. So we support everything from coming out of high school through career development.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are very supportive from the start all the way through. So someone interested in potentially going down this career path or interested in CRMC, how do they reach out, get a hold of you guys, with the exception of going to your recruiting events?
Well, yeah, we'd love to see anyone and everyone at our recruiting events. We'll be around different colleges all fall, but the easiest and quickest way is to go to our website at crmcinc.org. In the upper left-hand corner, it says there's a link for CRMC Careers. We have a lot of information there, and it's growing. We're putting on some new information here in the next couple weeks. But all of our jobs are listed there, and so you can go right there, read about the position, and apply directly. That comes straight to us, and we try and respond pretty quickly.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in on this Monday morning. Anything else you want to hit on before we wrap up here?
Well, CRMC just always supports or appreciates our support we have from our community. And, we're here to take care of our patients and take care of our associates.
Yeah, it's important. Rural healthcare is vital. And having a hospital like CRMC with all its different avenues and departments and the ways it can provide help is critical for this area.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, thanks for coming in, and have a great rest of your Monday. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.